In this episode, you'll discover 5 obvious reasons why your show isn't growing as fast as you'd like. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you'll discover the simple change you can make that makes your podcast gain traction fast without promoting online.
How to guarantee that when your podcast goes viral, no listeners stick around.
And finally, the most obvious reason why new listeners are struggling to find your podcast that most podcasters completely ignore. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. So look, Tyke, this episode title can and may be slightly triggering for people who view it. But, and that's a big but, if you're listening to this episode right now, it means that you're someone who's eager to learn from mistakes. You're eager to discover and build out your knowledge around how to grow your podcast faster. But more importantly, what are some obvious areas where you're going down the wrong path, where you're almost unknowingly self-sabotaging your show's growth? And the most painful part about what we're going to talk about on this episode is the fact that these are very obvious mistakes that we see podcasters making day after day. Incredible podcasters that are totally blocking themselves from faster growth. Now, Tyke, the thing is, we're not all doom and gloom, right? So why are we doing this, really? Yeah, to make other obvious mistakes, but what do we hope our listeners are going to gain from this?
Well, we hope that you're going to hear these, think, man, that was obvious. How did I not think of that before? And then you're going to go and patch it up, and then you're going to grow faster. We often hear from clients that they learn things with us that seem so obvious in hindsight, but they would have never thought of before, and no other podcaster seems to be doing. And it always benefits them. It's always like a really, it's something we laugh about and something that, you know, we look back on fondly as they experience growth from it. And that's exactly what we want for you listening to this episode. So we hope you enjoy. Hopefully you can find the humor in how blatant some of these may seem as we uncover them.
So what is the first obvious reason why people's podcasts struggle to grow?
Well, the first obvious reason is that you don't say who your podcast is for in the title of your podcast. If you don't actually say the type of person your show is for in the name of your podcast, it's kind of like opening a restaurant with no sign outside, right? It's like walking down a street, you're hungry, and you walk past taco bar, pizza restaurant, burger joint, Chinese restaurant, salad bar, and then the other one just called restaurant. You're probably not going to go to the restaurant, right? You're probably going to go to one of the other ones, depending what you're in the mood for. But so many podcasters treat their show like this. They could plaster on who is the ideal person to listen and probably do a lot better to attract that person. But instead, they don't. And they end up with a vague show name that is burying their podcast because it doesn't call anyone out. So how can it be found? Again, the name of the podcast should be a signpost, but most podcasters don't see it like that.
Wow. Yeah, that's so interesting because I think that not having the show name screws up so many people and is such an obvious thing that you can do to turn more strangers into listeners. I think me and Tyke always hammered a point down that if you want to grow your podcast, there are 3 things you need. Number 1, a way to turn more strangers into listeners. Number 2, a way to keep those listeners coming back for more. And finally, a way to reach more of those listeners. Now, if you don't have that person or who your show is for in the show name, like Tyke mentioned, though, just they might see your podcast. It might be the exact thing that they're looking for, but because you didn't call them out, they don't qualify. They don't say, oh, that show is specifically for me.
Exactly.
But Tyke, I can hear the listeners right now, some listeners, not everyone, but some, who might be thinking to themselves, well, that's great, guys, but what if I don't know who my show is specifically for?
Well, it's going to be hard to grow the show if you don't know who it's for.
Is that advice? That's the bombshell?
If you're listening to this and you think, well, I couldn't really do that because I don't know who my podcast is for. I don't know exactly how to name them. Then that in itself would be a reason why your podcast would be struggling to grow. For the reasons we discussed before, it's crucially important to use your podcast name and these things as a signpost, right? You can't do that if you don't know what you're aiming for or who you're aiming for. So of course, that would be a prerequisite of being able to do that.
So that is Tig's very friendly and polite way of saying it's time to do some soul searching. Now look, what we'll do is we'll leave an episode in the description that points you to an episode where we break down how to gain more clarity on who exactly you should target with your show. But this episode isn't about that. So we're not going to deep dive into that. We're just going to say, do some soul searching, go to the show notes, find the episode, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Well, there you go. Just as you said it. So that was the first obvious mistake. Anthony, what is the second one?
Well, the second one is this. You don't have a powerful content strategy specifically for one type of person, giving them a specific reason to listen to your show. Now, what exactly do we mean when we say content strategy? You know, that's something I feel like that's a buzzword that gets chucked around a lot. Look, we're not talking necessarily about having like content pillars or the four topics you talk about on the show. This specifically is, what is your process of deciding what topics to cover on your show? That's essentially what a content strategy is. You can have a normal content strategy, which essentially looks like what, Tig? What was a normal content strategy that we see from podcasters who are struggling to grow? What does that typically look like?
Invite guests on who you think are cool. Talk to them about what they feel like talking about, maybe under an umbrella topic such as business or fulfillment.
Leadership.
Or fitness. And then mix that in with just talking about what you feel inspired to, what you feel like on the day sometimes too.
That's it. Now, this old way, if you want to call it that, the normal way, it essentially means you're just covering topics that sometimes are connected, sometimes they're not. But broadly speaking, is you focus on just topics. Now, the reason why most people don't really build an actual content strategy, which is more so picking topics to cover on your show, based on the listener you want to reach and based on what that listener actually wants to hear. So it goes from you talking about the topics you care about and you love and me, being very host focused. Again, nothing wrong with that, but if you're trying to grow, it starts to be more of you serving the listener you're trying to reach. So you go from just talking about topics you care about to more so focusing on the topics that will attract the listeners you want to reach.
It makes sense, Anthony, but you know, I feel like you're kind of mocking our listeners here. Why is this obvious? It doesn't sound that obvious to me.
Well, look, I think it's a great question. Similar to the first point that we made around, hey, if you're not calling out your listeners in your show name, how can you expect them to know the show is for them? The same thing kind of applies with your content strategy. If you're so focused on just covering random topics and there's no methodology around the fundamental understanding that the actual topics you cover on the show will determine the listeners who listen to the podcast. Now, if you don't have a content strategy where you're covering topics with a specific intention to attract listeners to the podcast, well, how are you going to grow? Number one, because the topics aren't what the listeners are looking for. Number two, how are you going to keep people binging your content when every single episode isn't focused on their needs and is focused on what you want to talk about? Now, I'll give you an example, Tig. Let's say you have an episode that goes viral and you're in the health and fitness space and you just invited a guest that was talking about veganism and she was a famous vegan influencer. She blew up massively and she's got like hundreds of thousands of engaged followers. Like they're actually engaged, not those influencers who have followers that aren't engaged. Like they've got an engaged, thriving audience.
Okay.
So you invite them onto your show. You have an incredible interview. They actually promote the podcast, hashtag mind blown. And they have thousands of people and thousands of her fans flock to your show and listen to the episode. On a typical episode, you get 100 downloads. But for this episode, you get 3,000 downloads.
Whoa.
You'll be buzzing, right? And you're thinking, oh my God, this is incredible. My show's blown up. I've gone viral. Then you put out your next episode. Now, because your content strategy is just you talking about health and fitness, broadly speaking, inviting loads of random guests on, the next episode you put out is you speaking to a bodybuilder So what happens then? Well, a bunch of vegans who came to the podcast because they loved the fact you spoke about veganism, they are excited for your next episode and it's about bodybuilding. So you basically lose all of those listeners and you're back down to 100 downloads per episode. So look, that's what happens when you don't have a focused content strategy. You might have a bunch of people who discover your show, but because it's not focused enough on the topics they care about, they just won't stick around long term. They won't listen to your show. You had this one viral moment and now everyone bounces.
Case in point, how can you expect to grow if you're essentially covering random topics and not topics for one person? Why would someone stick around if you're not covering topics that is made for the person to stick around?
So that's a second obvious mistake. Now, what's the third obvious reason, Tig, that most podcasters struggle to grow that's hidden in quote-unquote plain sight?
Okay, this one actually is very, very obvious. The third reason is no one can find your show on Apple and Spotify.
Say it again.
But Tig, I typed in my podcast name and I found it. Or my friends searched for my podcast and they found it. Yeah, because they were searching for your actual podcast, like the specific name and even maybe your name as well. But if no one can find your show on Apple and Spotify organically, then you're basically invisible and you're going to really struggle to grow. Imagine you've written a book and it's gotten to the bookshop and it's now being sold in a real live bookshop. Really exciting. But you're not in the promotion section. You're not on the special display. You're not in the new releases section. And to top it all off, you're not easily seen in your category. You're actually on the bottom shelf, tucked away beside some other books in your category. Unless you're famous and people are coming to the bookshop to look specifically for your book, how many passers-by do you think are going to buy your book?
And that's how you become a writer and an author that sells no books. Do you want to be a writer and an author that sells no book? I don't think so. But there are a lot of writers and authors that sell no books. And there are also, Tig, so many incredible podcasters with amazing content. Likelihood is, if you listen to the show, we're confident your content's good. But it doesn't matter if new listeners literally can't find your content when they go searching on the main platforms they use to find new podcasts, which is Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Again, it's quite obvious when you break it down, but it's like, we want more listeners, okay? Where do listeners go to find new podcasts? They go to streaming platforms, right? If they type in anxiety and your podcast is about anxiety, will they find your podcast? No. Okay, so how are you going to grow your podcast when people can't find your podcast? Because this really is very obvious, right? And we know this because we work with clients to get their shows optimized for podcast SEO. So we're in this world. But like, why do you think so many podcasters kind of skip over this or like don't take this seriously? I don't know. It's like this weird thing where like people know about it, but they never actually apply it, or they try to apply it and it doesn't work. And I guess what I'm trying to say, how come this is so obvious, but still a thing that so many people screw up?
Well, I think there's not really much of a roadmap for growing a podcast. So when people launch and start to try and grow, they're kind of just copying what they see other people doing, but not thinking critically and from the first principle of like, how would people actually find my podcast? Well, they would type in, you know, they would look for podcasts of my genre, right? Most people are not thinking like that.
Wrong, Tig. They'd open up LinkedIn. Or they'll open up Instagram or Facebook.
Oh, no, they'll catch it off a TikTok.
Or a short.
Yeah. Oh, the guest will say, this is the best podcast I've ever been on by a mile. All the other podcasts I've been on, like, don't even bother listening. But this one, you should go and subscribe and listen to every episode.
Now, look, obviously we're teasing here, but generally speaking, you can kind of follow the logic of like, yeah, it actually doesn't make that much sense promoting on social media when no one has ever opened the social media app to discover an hour-long podcast. It doesn't happen. But what they do, which most people just completely ignore, even though it is obvious, is they open up Apple Podcasts and Spotify and type in specific keywords looking for your show.
With that said, Anthony, what is the fourth reason podcasts can never grow that's hidden in plain sight?
The fourth reason is because your titles are written by AI.
Ooh. Ouch, very current, like, very modern, that one.
I'm slating AI here. I hope the AIs aren't hearing me. But look, essentially what you've done is this, right? Getting your titles written by AI is like hiring a robot to write your love letters. It's like, yeah, sure, grammatically it's correct, but it doesn't make anyone feel anything. And this is a big problem because your episode titles are one of the only things a new listener has to decide whether or not to click play on your podcast episode. And if they don't feel anything, and if it doesn't feel personalized, if it feels generic, they won't click. And in just that moment, you've missed out an opportunity on actually attracting new listeners to your show. Your titles are supposed to create curiosity. They're meant to drive emotion. But most people's titles that are written by AI, it just looks so obvious, like with a dash or the colon, or like it just reads like a mission statement, but it doesn't feel like it's speaking to one person specifically. It's very generic. That's a problem. The similar thing that we spoke about, Ty, earlier with the content strategy, which is, well, if you have an episode that goes viral and everyone loved the episode about, let's say, the vegan episode, and then people look through your back catalog, but all of your titles were just boring, dull, vague, or clearly written by AI, why will they click play and listen? Again,
Anthony,
they won't.
You say clearly written by AI. You must be an AI expert. Give me some examples of titles that are clearly written by AI. You know, let's like, say it's the health and fitness podcast. Yeah, yeah. I'll make it a bit easier.
So help from being overweight to relentless mindset. How James overcome his depression and lost weight quickly.
Fostering healthy eating habits.
Yeah.
Perfect. How that's one it. Overweight. Yeah, the word fostering, just that means it's AI. But yeah, just things that are vague. We could, to be honest, we could probably go on. Maybe that's a whole nother episode. But things that are vague, things that maybe just vaguely describe what the episode is about, like the topics being covered, but don't really sell the listen. Again, they don't make someone feel something. Like fostering healthy eating habits is fine, but if the title said why your eating habits are keeping you overweight and miserable, that's a really extreme example, then there's some urgency in that. That one packs a punch. That one does make you feel something. And if it's relevant to you, you're probably going to click, right? So this is everywhere. And we don't like this. And we're not saying AI can't be used in a good way. And I'm not just saying that so the robots don't get me. But AI is a tool. And if someone who knows what they're doing uses the tool, they can do something pretty good with it. But if someone just uses the tool, not knowing what they're trying to get out of it, just as a substitute for their own understanding, then the output is not going to be that great.
And just so we're clear, Tig, if that's you using this tool right now, we're speaking to you.
I didn't want to say it.
I didn't want to say it, I know. But look, all jokes aside, I think what this really does come down to oftentimes is the fact that most business owners, experts, entrepreneurs of podcasts, it's almost like they're not too sure what the AZ20 is. It's like, yeah, that you can get a lot of efficiency from AI. That's fine. But not if it's going to jeopardize your episode titles, which are one of the main factors that will drive growth for your show. You're almost self-sabotaging by taking the lazier, I say lazier, by being trying to be more efficient, you're actually self-sabotaging your own show's growth. So again, this is our way of encouraging you and kind of pointing you in the right direction to understand that your episode titles matter a heck of a lot and will determine how fast your show grows. So treat it with that same level of importance and don't delegate it to an AI tool, or at least check over and make it sound a lot more human. That's essentially the message, right?
And if you're wondering, we write our titles ourselves. We don't use AI and we like it like that. And if you're also wondering, no, we're not saying AI for titles is bad. We give AI strategies to our clients, but they use that once they understand how to write good titles themselves to aid and simplify, not to replace or to substitute for not being able to write good titles.
And Tig, the final one. So that before we dive into this, let's just give a quick recap so far, right? So we've covered reason number one is you haven't clearly called out who your show is for in your podcast name. Reason number two, you don't have an actual content strategy targeting one individual. Reason number three, people literally can't find your podcast because you're not optimized for podcast SEO. And reason number four, which is what we just covered right now, your titles are written by AI. And the final one is an obvious one that so many people completely ignore that drives me and Tig crazy because I don't know if it's like a complex. I don't know if I'd call it a complex. Maybe that's a bit extreme. But people,
I think human nature is fair.
I think it's human nature, right? But this is the final one that so many people really do kind of again, it's obvious why this is important, but still people don't take it seriously. So what is that, Tig?
Well, the fifth obvious reason your podcast won't grow is because your content format is the same as everyone else's. Now, if you are doing the same type of episodes as other shows in your space, how do you expect to grow? Meaning, if you have a health and fitness podcast or even a veganism podcast, and there are other veganism podcasts, you're not the only one. You're not even one of five or one of 10.
You're one of thousands.
Okay. Coming right in with it. Okay, you're not even one of 100. You're one of thousands. And everyone is doing interviews and talking to guests. And you're interviewing guests and maybe doing some solo how-to practical episodes. Then why would someone choose you? Like, why would your content really stand out? And why would your show grow?
It's a bit of a tough pill to swallow. So if you're hearing us talk about this right now, the thing is, like, a lot of these questions, a lot of these things, they are really obvious, but oftentimes it's almost like because they're so obvious, you miss them. It's like, yeah, duh, no shit. If I want to grow a business, I need to make sure that I have a clear message and it's clear who my business is for. And I give my customers products that they want, right? And I make it easy for my customers to find me. And I make sure that it's clear what makes me different versus my competitors. But I think when it comes to a podcast, we kind of just forget about some of these fundamentals around marketing in general. Like, a lot of the stuff we're talking about, just marketing principles applied to podcasts. And that's why it works if you take the steps. These aren't tactics. These aren't like things that works today and won't work tomorrow. No. If you're in a competitive space and you have a show that's differentiated and you're doing a really good job of it and you're providing different content that people can't get anywhere else, and you're providing and filling a gap in the market, you're gonna grow. You're gonna gain way more traction versus having a normal show like everyone else where there's nothing different about you versus your competitor. Again, it seems very obvious when you say it out loud, but this is our encouragement because we know it is easy to forget about these things when you're just stuck in the nuts and bolts of running a show, when you're not living podcast marketing day in and day out, when you're not constantly obsessing over how to grow your podcast, like, I mean, actually schedule out time, thinking strategically about it, it's easy to let these things fall to the wayside. And our job is to help you not do that. And our job is to simplify things for you, to help you gain clarity around why the show isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and then giving you very simple, clear steps that you can take to grow your show way, way faster. And I hope we've done that in this episode.
If you've picked out even one thing out of the five that just seems like, whoa, how did I not think of that before? Yeah, I should definitely work on that. Then this is a win. This makes me feel great personally about this episode. And you should feel great too, because now you can patch up a hole in your podcast growth strategy that needs to be patched, that you probably wouldn't be able to grow without. And number two, you can take a little bit of comfort in, maybe even smugness, that other podcasters in your space are probably not doing. And you can very much get ahead of your competition and start to gain traction a lot faster just through some of these things that may seem pretty evident when we talk about them like this. So thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
And with that being said, we'll catch you on Monday's episode. And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.